Donc, je m'appelle Charlotte Croissant.
My name is Charlotte Croissant. I am responsible for the textile department at the Musée Bargoin. More specifically, I am in charge of setting up exhibitions, notably for the Imagine exhibition of the feet, and I'm also in charge of textile collections kept by the museum. So, extra-European textile collections, essentially tribal and rural pieces. The pieces are almost pretexts or gateways to talk about these different societies and the different visions of the world they offer us. We have in front of us a very large piece, which is more than 2 meters high, called the Poikumbu, a piece made by the Ibans, a people who live on the island of Borneo in Malaysia, in the heart of the rainforest, in large houses, which where lives together the whole community, in large long house, as they are called, which where each family is equal. They have a whole bunch of myths, stories about the creation of the world. The rituals reactivate these myths. The myth is replayed in the human world. And the textiles are an integral part of these rituals. They are elements of the ritual. The Poikumbu that we have here will always be present in the rituals. It is a sacred textile that will be hung in the background in front of the rituals, which will also be placed on the shoulders of the shaman, which will be used to wrap up the offerings that will be made to the spirits. It can also be used during rites of passage. One of the most impressive uses of this piece is when men return from the hunt with the heads of their enemies. The women hold these textiles that will welcome the heads. The women wrap the heads and cradle them. This is a way to soothe the enemy souls that have been taken and reverse things so that it brings fertility to the whole longhouse as the heads are going to be exhibited in the longhouse. It can only be done by experienced women because weaving is invoking forces, spirits, deities, and if you are not experienced enough, you risk being caught by the spirits. It is really dangerous for women. It's a weaving, so you need to have a few years of experience to be able to do it, and there's also a whole ritual about the preparation of the threads before weaving. It's called the Women's War Path. And there's a whole framework about 10 days of rituals, of songs, only with women, which allow the threads to be impregnated with a sacred force. What is very beautiful is that once the preparation of the threads is done, the mordanting, all the threads are spread out on bamboo pergolas, and the threads take the sun, the morning dew also comes to impregnate the threads. And for the Ibans, the morning dew is the soul of the ancestors. The patterns are very important. They come to the women during their dreams. It's quite incredible because the women transcribe their patterns directly onto the threads without any prior drawing, without any preparation. It's really a matter of imagination directly on the thread, because here we have a technique which is quite incredible, the ikat technique. That is to say that before weaving, the wrap threads are grouped together and we tie them up in certain places before the dye bath so that the dye doesn't penetrate into certain areas. Here we have red, blue, black and écru, the color of the cotton, which means that for each color we will have made ligatures before the dye bath. So you have to imagine that the pattern which is in their mind, their imagination is transcribed by this system of ligature and dye and only appears at the end, once the weaving is done. This piece makes sense in Imagine to me because it reminds us of the illusion, the trompe-l'œil. What I like in Imagine is also seeing what we are not used to see, seeing things from another angle, in a transformed way, or really being into this illusion. It's about getting out of our visual habits, a little bit out of what we see every day. I like this aspect of trick, of confusion that it can generate. And illusion, humor, game is really something that we need to bring back to the forefront, that we need to experience on a daily basis, both to shift our gaze, to take a little distance, and to have an overall view that is a little different from what we experience today.